Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Wow, what a ball game. It took 5 hours. There aren't quick games whenever you play the Yankees, but basically you played a doubleheader last night, and you found a way to win, only your second walk-off win. You also beat an Andrew Miller who hadn't had a blown save all year after he'd been given a two-run lead. That might be as good a ball game as the Indians have had this year, Terry.
It was a fun game to be a part of, Hammy. You know, don't get me wrong, it was long. I know when I get tired, the players must really be tired. But it was our guys, for the entire length of the game, held their attention, their concentration, their enthusiasm, or we don't win that game. And I thought, actually, the Yankees did the same. I mean, it was a really well-played game by both teams. You know, Shaw comes in after Carlos was really good and fell behind a few hitters, and he clawed back, and then Headley got the hit that really hurt us. But then I'll be darned, we go out against one of the more intimidating left-handers in all baseball, and we come right back and get two. And it was fun because there was so much enthusiasm going on, and guys were trying so hard to do the right thing that it really became infectious. I even noticed our coaches are more enthusiastic. It's just whatever's happening here now is going in the right direction, and it feels really good.
This is, I know, a dumb question, Terry, but it's almost mid-August. Why now? Why is it suddenly clicking, and why the enthusiasm and suddenly things just seem better?
Well, one thing, I mean, you know, with the infusion of new players, and they came in hot, I mean, that helps a ton. You can't, you know, when you start getting hits, that helps everybody. But, you know, we're gotten much younger. And in cases like where, like a Jerry Sands or, you know, Abraham Amonte, maybe not exactly the youngest guys, but experience-wise, they're fighting for jobs. And they're playing and they're doing it the right way. You know, they're running balls out. They're playing hard. They're paying attention to detail. And it kind of gets infectious. So, you know, even though you may not have the very most talent on the field, they're catching the ball very well. And they're playing hard, and they're paying attention to detail, and it's kind of transferring into a good play on the field.
Well, Tito, really, since Lindor and Urshela came up, you're staying in games and winning some games defensively that you simply haven't been able to do the last couple of years. And Urshela made a play going to the line last night with a jump throw on the fly, landing in the coach's box, getting one of the fastest guys in the game. Have you seen a better play by a third baseman?
It reminded me so much of that Brooks Robinson play in the World Series in Cincinnati, except that he got there in the air. And just like you said, for a lot of reasons, you know, Gardner, the way he runs, and it was just a great play. And I thought Ramirez made another play going to his left that was, I mean, it was a well-played game all the way around. And if it wasn't, somebody would have won earlier, but that made it even more special.
Tito, can defense be contagious? We always talk about that with hitting.
Well, when they're good players, it does. I mean, there's times, to be honest with you, you know, you have guys out there because they can hit, and you kind of hope that the plays get made. Then there's other guys you have that's what they need to do. You know, Jose Ramirez is a good example of that. He needs to play very good defense, and he has been. You know, you put him over at second base, and he's a very good second baseman.
Terry, what have you heard about CC Sabathia? We haven't seen the big guy now for quite some time, and you know, he's obviously not the same guy that was a dominant pitcher with New York and for a long time here in Cleveland.
You know, it's funny. CC goes back and forth every year. It seems like one year he's tough on righties, one year he's tough on lefties, and this year he's really tough on lefties. And he started out a little bit slow, but CC always has the ability to dig deep and be that big game pitcher. His numbers are a little higher than I'm sure he'd be comfortable with, but he's done it for so long, and you always have to respect that.
Well, and as we saw last night, as good as Carrasco was, and tonight Danny Salazar, you're always one mistake away from a home run with these guys.
And you make a good point, especially with these guys. You know, they're built for their ballpark. You know, McCann and even Drew, who now has turned into, you know, he's just trying to turn on balls into home runs. And if you make a mistake, or Beltran, that was a good pitch to Beltran. But when you show good hitters, you know, you get into that third or fourth at bat and they've seen what you have, all of a sudden you got to be really good because they start to get more dangerous.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Yankees on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. for Thursday. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Terry, you talked the other night after a big win over the Yankees about, you know, looking for a personality and an identity for this ball club. You've been in this game a long time. Does it sometimes take until August for that to be established?
You know, Hammy, we didn't want it to. I mean, we tried desperately all year, and for whatever reason, we kept kind of treading water, and we were frustrated. And things happen, and you can start to see this team forming a personality. And again, I guess you can't force it, but when it starts to happen, it's a good feeling. That's where all those words we use all the time, you know, loyalty and trust and things, you know, being a teammate. Those are the things that start to happen, and it gets very exciting.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.